Okay, so Josh, you are coming to Edmonton doing something very special at the Century Casino on September 20th.
Yeah.
It's called Kashmir, a tribute to Led Zeppelin. How long have you been doing this with the band?
Well, I'm the new kid on the block. So Kashmir has existed, and they've been doing this since 1997. So over 27 years now.
Wow.
I'm the second singer. The original singer retired, and they tapped me on the shoulder in 2019, 2020 when COVID hit, or just before, and started to talk about joining this. And it's funny because I have watched Kashmir in the prairies, like Western Canada, since I was a kid. I watched them in bars and cabarets, and they were just absolutely stunning. They're the best at what I say they're the best at what they do. Like, it's the most authentic reproduction and vibe of Led Zeppelin that I've ever heard. And so I was very excited. And myself as a singer, I'm a former Canadian Idol finalist. I've had bands that have been signed to the same record label as Carly Rae Jepsen and Nickelback. Well, you gotta diversify and as a musician, and make sure that you want to play as much as you possibly can. But when they came to me and went, "We want you to sing," I'm like, "Yes, I want this. This will be amazing." And I think people are in for a real treat because we have a special acoustic set that we do that's really quite special as well. And we begin the second set with the acoustic songs like Battle of Evermore, Going to California, into Gallows Pole. And it's something pretty magical that we like to do a little twist on. So
it sounds really exciting. But Led Zeppelin, the fans, and I know this because the Raven listeners are fans, they're really diehard.
Yes.
So how do you capture that authentic energy without just imitating it? Like, is it hard to be kind of a cover band?
Yeah, well, you have to kind of understand where their music came from, number one.
And Led Zeppelin,
right? Led Zeppelin was heavily influenced by blues and rockabilly from the 1950s. And Robert Plant himself has listed Elvis as an inspiration for him. And you can really hear in a lot of his approach to his vibrato in his voice and the way he sings, especially later in life. You can hear his Elvis influences in that Alison Krauss and Robert Plant album that he was doing for sure. Huge 50s vibes. So you have to understand where the music came from. I grew up as a blues musician, learning how to play guitar from Albert King, B.B. King, and learning the blues music that way, and 50s. And so, and same with the whole band. Like, they have studied this their whole lives. They understand. They're veteran musicians. Some of the guys are in their 60s, and they have lived, some of them, through that era of Zeppelin. So they're not playing a role. They are that incantation, if you kind of get what I'm saying there.
Oh, yeah. That is a great explanation for that. Josh, you said that you have been watching Kashmir for a long time. Was there a song or moment that really hooked you? Do you remember that?
Honestly, when they played Stairway to Heaven, it was a magical event. Like, it was all of a sudden the crowd just looks around and we all focus, on Kashmir. And as an audience member, we sang along and sang to the top of our lungs. We would string it, and it gets to the crescendo of the song after the guitar solo. Everybody's just singing that part at the top of their lungs. And it was magical. And to me, it was like, wow, okay, this isn't people imitating it. Because you can always tell. I hate to say it. You can always tell when somebody is just faking it and pretending and there's an imitation. It was just real. It was felt. There was feeling behind it. And there still is to this day. And that's what we bring to each performance, is that we bring that feeling, that sense of honesty and realness to the Zeppelin music.
Do you have a personal favorite Zeppelin track to perform yourself? One that maybe even gives you goosebumps every time you do it?
Yeah, I gotta kind of go to some of the acoustic stuff. That's the Way off of Zeppelin 3. But that one specifically gives me goosebumps to play. So I switched to acoustic for the acoustic songs. And the bass player switches to acoustic. The guitar player switches to mando. And so we, you know, it's such a full and rich sound when all of us are on the acoustic instruments. And it's spine-tinglingly good for me.
So what can people expect when they come out to see Kashmir, a tribute to Led Zeppelin, at Century Casino on September 20th?
Yeah, well, they can expect to have a beautiful musical experience where you just leave your problems at the door and you get engulfed in the music of Led Zeppelin for two one-hour sets. And you just remember how powerful music is and how healing it is and how great and positive it is. And so that's what we try to do every show, and hope that everybody will experience that when they come through the door.
That is so great, Josh. I can't wait for this show coming up. We have big Led Zeppelin fans, and it just sounds like you and the band are just so dedicated to how this sounds and how people feel.
Well, it's truly a gift to be singing for Kashmir. And it's going to be an amazing time in Edmonton at the Century Casino. So we hope to see you there and hope you have a great time, because we're going to be having an amazing time on stage. We just love it. So thank you so much, Hannah, for taking the time to talk to me.
Now, Josh, if you have a couple minutes, you said you were on Canadian Idol.
Yes.
When were you on Canadian Idol?
So I was a top five finalist in 2005 when I was just a wee kid.
Oh, my gosh. Wee lad. Canadian Idol's not still happening. I feel like I should know this, but I'm suddenly like, not.
No.
Right?
Yeah,
it's done.
It finished in 2008. They said they were going to go on hiatus because the stock market crashed that year.
I remember. In 2008. I remember that. Oh, 2008.
Right?
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible year. And they lost money for funders and said they're going on hiatus, but it never came back.
That's sad. Yeah. What was your experience like on Idol?
It was mind-blowing, you know. All of a sudden you went from, you know, like I was a local musician in Saskatoon and I was playing gigs and writing songs and releasing albums just on my own. And then all of a sudden you are famous and you are watched by 3.5 million people twice a week. So 7 million viewers.
Wow.
Every week you have instant fans. I had a fan club and I didn't even know these people. And it was just such a, like, oh my God, what is happening? This is crazy. And I was very grateful for it because it really stepped me up in my game. And I went on to make some great music afterwards with some great musicians and friends that I put some bands together with. And yeah, it really helped me, let me launch my musical career.
Well, I think we need to rally to get Canadian Idol back. I mean, American Idol's still going.
Nice.
Right?
Exactly.
And,
get
you know,
back.
Ryan Seacrest is apparently going back to American Idol.
Oh, crazy. Okay. Well, so there you go.
I'd be open to hosting Canadian Idol.
Done.
We're going to do this.
I'd vote for you.
I'd vote for you, too. I'm sure I was.
Thank you.
I'm now going to go back and look because I'm like, I was watching Canadian Idol back then, and now I really got to Google you a lot, Josh.
Well, they didn't allow me to sing any Led Zeppelin at the time because didn't have the rights to the music, that or Beatles. So, you know, but yeah, no, I was singing what I could. Yep.